Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday! Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm your host, Heaven Lee, and you can find more goodies from me on my website, intuitivespiritguide.com. Follow my show here on Blog Talk, and you can follow my Twitter. I have a new name on Twitter, at SpiritGuide1111. 1111. That's at SpiritGuide1111. And I have my little bottle of pixie dust with me here today because we are sending out blessings of peace. And let me read to you what this says. My dear friend, sweet girl, Sarah, gave this to me. And it's actually a little necklace and a little bottle of white sparkling with lots of different colors in it, blue and silver, in the pixie dust in the little bottle. And there's a silver chain. And it has a little tag that goes along with it in silver. All it takes is faith, trust, and a little pixie dust. I love that. That's so me. And all of you Tinkerbells out there joining me, you understand. What a perfect day to think about peace. And I have callers waiting already, and so I will go to my callers soon and just start sending out these beautiful blessings. If you would like one, the number here is 646-716-7684. And if you'd rather just ask for a blessing in the chat room, you can do that too. So join us here in chat. You know, when I have a show on abundance or financial gain, I tend to get the most callers, or I have one about love or romance, and that usually draws a lot of callers as well. Peace, I think people don't understand how much that affects our abundance and our financial situation, how much that affects our romance and love. And our job and our family. Imagine if you had peace, true, deep, lasting peace, and you felt that. And as you imagine it, you will feel that. Breathe. Feel that peace of your eternal being, your eternal spirit, who you are. You aren't the financial problems. You aren't the person who dumped you problem. This is for our good. And when we can have peace about things that seem to rip our lives to shreds, when we can know that this is all for our good, as strange as that may sound, we can learn. We can learn, and every lesson can be a step on our ladder of abundance and romance and happy families. Peace. Peace is the key to it all. So that's why I think peace is pretty important. I'm going to take some calls, and I wish you peace and love. And Mary, I see Mary in chat today. Peace in the world, peace in every area of my life, my home, finances, relationships, and work. Absolutely. I agree with you, Mary. I'm going to take some calls, and then I'm going to come back to yours. Mary, your blessing, very special today, and it's going to be a double blessing because you were trying to get in to the show last week, and there were just roadblocks, and we have those in life a lot, but thank you for being persistent and trying this week. So I'm going to go to my first caller and give blessings of peace. Welcome to Heal Your World.
Hi, my name is Lori.
Hi. Hi, Lori. Would you like a blessing of peace in your life today?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to be drawing for you from my well-being cards. This is from the teachings of Abraham, and Esther and Jerry Hicks wrote these cards, and they have the sweetest illustrations on them. They're very simple and peaceful and beautiful. And when you focus on peace, you draw peace to you. It's amazing how that works. They are so well taught in law of attraction and drawing things to you. And here is the message that you have drawn by calling me. You keep thinking there is a shortage of abundance, but shortage is only a perception. There is never-ending abundance, a never-ending stream. There's no shortage whatsoever. That's so hard for us to believe sometimes, but that's really true. And so this is your blessing of peace today. There's a little bird on this card, a little dove, and she's singing her song. And I noticed, too, that she's on the ground. She's got her feet on the ground. She's walking. You know, maybe she's been injured and she can't fly right now. She's deciding to sing anyway, even though she's walking. And she knows she's a bird and she should be flying. So there is abundance of everything. This is your blessing today, Lori. And I thank you so much. Do you have any question, anything you'd like to say to that?
Well, my car broke down yesterday, and I live real rural, and I'm just...
You need that transportation, yes. Mm-hmm. You're a bird walking on the ground right now. You should have a car so you can fly.
Right.
And I send you peace over this situation and people to help you, to come in and help you with this situation. Beautiful beings of light, come to Lori's aid. Help her with her car. You know she needs to get around, and you have the power to do this. And so they send you peace, Lori.
Okay.
I know it's hard in the moment when things look so bad. It will get better, and I send you peace, and I send you a fix for that car or a car loaned from someone else that you can use in the meantime and help to get that car fixed.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. So much love and peace to you. And call me anytime. I'm here every Friday. It's 12 Eastern time, so call me anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Lori. I appreciate the trust that people put in me. Those who do the personal angel guidance, and I get to spend more time with you. Amazing things have been happening and more people showing up in my life. And it's such a wonderful flow when I'm able to give those blessings. Sometimes you feel so full you could just burst and you want to help people. And so I thank you so much for coming here. I do this several times a month, four times a month. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I'll tell you an enchanted tale. But I dearly love giving these blessings. Mary, I love giving you your blessing today. I'm going to choose from the Archangel Michael cards for you today. This is about home. Home and a safe place, feeling protected, feeling like you're on the right path in your decision making. And something I've learned about decisions too, we don't always know exactly what the right one is. The key, I think, is you make that decision and then you make it right and you trust the angels and your guides and your loved ones, your guardian angels, to help you make it right. Otherwise, we might just sit back and never make a decision. So go ahead and make that decision and then you'll make it work for you. Whatever that decision is, it will be right. Today, Mary, your card from Archangel Michael is Be Gentle with Yourself. And this is so beautiful. It's Native American spirit, and he's holding a lamb. He's holding a lamb, protecting him, holding him on his shoulders with huge, powerful wings the spirit has behind him. And he's wearing a light green with a gold trim outfit that he's wearing. It's wonderful. And a leather belt, strong. It's such a strong image to be gentle with yourself. Archangel Michael, the deeper prayer that belongs with this message is, Archangel Michael, please guide me in treating myself with gentle, nurturing love, everything I think, speak, and do. Help me know that I deserve this compassion. I release any feelings of guilt to you so that I may experience lasting inner peace. Peace. Last word is peace. So that's what you called for, and that's what you ask for, and the angels want to give you what you want and what you need. They're right there. And everything you need is right in front of you. So make that decision. Should I stay or should I go? It's completely up to you. And whichever one you decide, it will be right. It will be made right, and you'll be blessed for just taking that step. So thank you, Mary, so much for asking for that blessing in chat. Help me find my Quincy, she says. Someone who is an art expert who can help me manifest in the world the way Q did for Michael. Yes, I understand. I get it. We all need someone to believe in us so that we can believe in ourselves. That is huge, huge in our lives. And sometimes that being isn't a physical person that we meet in this lifetime. Sometimes that being is from spirit. Mary, you have one right now. And I know you would like one right there beside you. And that can come too. I feel your cue right now, the one who is helping and guiding you, and such an expert of the arts is your mother. And you know what I mean by that. So there you go. And she can guide you to someone here on earth that can help you with your art. I want to be one of those people. Hey, your art will be in a book that I'm doing in the future. And if anyone else is interested in that, I invite you. I invite you. Find me on Facebook. We've already completed Heal Your World for Children. And the next up is Heal Your World for Your Inner Child. So I bless you, Mary, and I bless your artwork. And I'm going to take another caller now. And they've been waiting. Welcome to Heal Your World.
Thank you. This is Tammy.
Tammy, it's blessing time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I am just kind of on pins and needles about a job opportunity that I have. And I've been struggling financially for the last 3 years, and I don't want my credit to get in the way of this great opportunity to make things right, you know?
Yes, yes, to turn things around, to heal your finances. Let's speak to that. I'm going to draw from the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards for you today.
Okay.
Healing is what we need, healing of finances, and the past to be the past, a fresh start.
Right.
Oh, today. Woo! This is definitely a fresh start card. You, my darling Tammy, this is one of my favorite cards in this deck and my favorite cards in all my decks. Actually, she's very powerful. This is the Butterfly Maiden Goddess.
Okay.
And her message, yes, her message is transformation. Transformation. Just like the butterfly, from caterpillar to butterfly, new job, new start, and beauty in the world. And here's her message to you. You are experiencing enormous change right now, which brings great blessings. Is that what you wanted?
Yes, ma'am. I do feel it. I'm getting down to the last, details, and I'm on pins and needles.
I so very much understand how that feels. Some people call that the end of your rope. Something good has got to happen. No matter what happens, this is very good for you. And I really feel that for you, that job is a great thing. And if that slips away, there will be something even better that's coming in, so don't give up. That often happens. Something that we think is perfect for us slips away and we give up. There's no need to give up.
Well, that's the process that I've been going through. I thought this other job was perfect for me, and here this one is huge, and I just don't want to screw it up.
This seems better. This seems better, and you won't screw it up. You've got the Butterfly Maiden. She's another Native American spirit with the long black braids. And anytime you see a butterfly or rainbow colors, this is a wonderful thing to remember. It's a reminder. You are the Butterfly Maiden. You can call on this goddess power to transform your life to be what you want it to be. What you deserve for it to be. I want you to feel worthy today, and at least three times today after the show, just look in the mirror, as silly as this may sound, look in the mirror and say to you, "Hello, Tammy, I am infinitely worthy."
Okay. I will do it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I just send you blessings of peace about this job. It sounds like a good one to me. So call back and let me know. I would love to know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. You're very welcome. Have a great weekend, and bye for now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy, for your call, and I bless you, that job and the energy around it and how you feel about it, that really does sound good. So I just bless you and pray that all goes well with that job. Thank you so much for calling in for your blessings. This is such a fun thing to do. Blessings. Do you know that you have the power to do exactly what I'm doing today, and as a matter of fact, exactly what the angels do for you. You have that power. You are that beauty, and you are angelic inside. I like to refer to us as God's sparkle. How do you feel about your kids? Do you look at them and think, "Well, yeah, you're okay, but you're not as powerful as me"? I look at my kids and I see their infinite power, and I can't help but feel that they're even more powerful than I am. And what was said by a beautiful, wise master teacher, the things that I do, you will do even greater things. Why would God say that? If all he was someone who was up there, far away, wanting us to worship and bow down and be scared of him, you wouldn't want your children to feel that way about you. And God doesn't want us to feel that way about her and him. Oh, it's just such a beautiful, freeing thing to feel your power. So I invite you to feel your power today. Let's take another call and give another blessing. Welcome to Heal Your World. Thank you for being so patient. Who am I speaking with today? What's your first name?
Is this, I'm not sure if I'm on. This is Charlie Ray.
Hi, you are on. Oh, I've been thinking about you today. How beautiful. Charlie Ray. Oh, I love your voice. I don't think I've ever heard it before.
No. I have a bit of a cold, so it's a little stuffy, but it's me. I'm here.
Oh, it's got that nice, sexy Demi Moore resonance going. That's what we get when we get a little cold. Yeah. See? Make it work for you. Mary in chat is saying, sure, I love you.
Oh.
Yes. Feel the
love. Oh, thank you.
She says, I love you too. Oh, my phone is going off here. I have this Twilight Zone tone on my phone, and it's going off. So I will let that go. Isn't that funny? Twilight Zone. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Wonderful woman calling me. Not you, Charlie. You stay right where you are.
Okay.
I want to give you a blessing today. Oh, my goodness. I love you so much. I love your grandsons that drew pictures for our Heal Your World for Children book. And thank you so much for your support and your involvement in that book and your artistic ability. Just to let everyone know, we have a beautiful poet on the line right now. We have artists and poets coming in today. I would love to choose a card for you from the goddess oracles. Is that good? Is that good with you?
That's lovely.
Okay,
can
here
you hear
we
me?
Go. I can hear you, and you sound beautiful. Ooh, okay, girl. You got an awesome card. Oh, Bast, the cat goddess. So much power. She stands there in all her golden Egyptian glory. We like that, don't we?
Yeah.
And she asks you to remember the time. Remember the time when you were strong and powerful and independent, because that is who you are inside. She says, independent. Your independence is a foundation for your strength and success. Power.
Oh, that is. That's wonderful.
And that awesome. Is today, in keeping with peace, you have the peace within to embrace your power. I'm so happy. She's so Egyptian.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is fun.
That's amazing. I've got some cards, and I've never drawn that one. So that's just a wonderful message for today. I am in Portland, Oregon, in a hotel room, and I've been attending a workshop up here, and I'm getting ready to take off and go over to the coast for a few days. So I just thought, heaven's on, I'm going to give her a call.
Thank you so much. I'm your home away from home anytime, girl. Please call me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes.
That's a wonderful blessing to take on my trip with me.
Yes, you are so welcome, and have a beautiful, peaceful, empowering trip where you embrace and celebrate your independence, because you are strong. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Have a good rest of the show.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend, a beautiful trip. And call anytime.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We all love you. Thank you so much, Charlie Ray. It's the first time that she's called in. We've got to hear her voice live. I just love her. She's a beautiful writer. She's so artistic. Mary says, you're making March's Michael's calendar collage. Oh, wonderful. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, callers. I am having a wonderful time, and I appreciate you all so very, very much. I was looking today for a special message because it's somebody's birthday today, and everyone out there, I want to say happy birthday if you're listening live. This is February 27th, 2015, if you're listening live. And if you're listening any other time and today's your birthday, well, happy birthday to you too. But today, I must say, is a very special birthday. And I'm so blessed that so many special birthdays have been falling on Fridays. So I get to say happy birthday to those special people. Elizabeth Taylor, beautiful earth angel. I opened up my little pocket Earth Angels book today. This is by Doreen Virtue, and I love, love, love this book. And I remembered this morning, wait, there's something in there about Elizabeth. I wonder if I can find it. Well, I'll tell you, I turned right to page 45, and I'm going to read it to you. And let's see if we can find her. The personal life of incarnated angels. There are so many different types of earth angels. And if you get this book, the little pocket book by Doreen Virtue, Earth Angels, you can read all about you. You know, you're in here, I'm sure. If you're listening to this, you're an earth angel. If you're walking around on this earth, blessing other people, you are an earth angel. So celebrate that about yourself. Page 45, The Personal Life of Incarnated Angels. Because incarnated angels are physically attractive and have big, loving hearts, they rarely have difficulty attracting romantic partners or friends. Their difficulty is in finding fulfilling relationships, however. Incarnated angels often see their romantic partners and their friends as potential clients whom they can help and teach. They approach new relationships with the question, how can I help this person? As mentioned earlier, incarnated angels often fall in love with addicts and then try to fix them. In friendships, they often play the role of counselor. Does this sound familiar to you, earth angels out there? For instance, incarnated angels may find themselves listening to their friends' problems for hours. When they try to talk about their own problems, the friends suddenly end the conversation. This is another instance where the incarnated angels' lives are unbalanced as far as giving and receiving. Who listens to their troubles? I raise my hand there. This is me, Heaven. I do. I feel called to be a healer of healers. And so healers often come to me, artists and poets, beautiful people who are working on healing this world, and they forget about the receiving part. And that's where I come in, and that's what I do and what I love doing. As mentioned earlier, incarnated angels, just getting back to Doreen's book, may have been sent into dysfunctional families as their guardian angels. So they may feel entirely disconnected from their birth families and even wonder if they were adopted, as they have nothing in common. These people don't feel like family to the incarnated angels, and in truth, they aren't. Do you know, this is Heaven speaking, coming away from the book, that we have soul families that we've been with forever, And even though we're all one and we can all find something in common with everyone, the fact that we all need to breathe, there, that's one. Our hearts need to beat, that's another one. But as far as our spirituality, the way we feel, our love language, we can feel so disconnected from our physical family here in this lifetime at times. And this is one explanation why you might be feeling that. The family members are stranger souls whom the incarnated angels volunteer to help by coming into human bodies and living with them. Most incarnated angels are born under a fixed astrological sun sign, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Interesting about this. My son is a Taurus, I am a Leo, and my daughter's a Scorpio. So, hey, that's kind of fun. People born under fixed signs are known for their stubbornness, resistance to change, desire to plan ahead, and their need for guarantees about the future. Yet they're also focused and tenacious workers who take on challenging assignments until they're completed. Does that sound familiar? I think it does. You beautiful star babies, earth angels out there, I feel what you feel. With their tendency, back to the book, with their tendency to see the goodness and potential in others, combined with their fixed sun sign characteristics, incarnated angels often remain in unhealthy relationships. They stay put well past the time when the average person would have left. Now let's scooch down a little bit down here. Since incarnated angels leap before they look in marriage and also marry for the first time when they're very young, they may develop a history of multiple marriages or marriage-like relationships. Many incarnated angels surveyed for this book were on their third or fourth marriage. Are we going somewhere with this? They had a new husband or wife every 10 years or so. Again, think of Elizabeth Taylor as a quintessential example. Now, Elizabeth was famous for that, married many times. Yes, Elizabeth. I worked with her spirit in the 2 weeks after her passing. It was March 23rd, I believe that was also 2011. My father passed in that year in July. But I worked with her spirit and I could just hear her beautiful, strong, powerful voice in my head for about 2 weeks. And then it kind of tapered off and just like went her way. But from what I understand of her, beautiful. She had fierce love affairs, beautiful relationship she had with Michael Todd. That was cut short because he was killed in a plane crash, I believe. So who knows, you know, if he had lived, if that would have lasted for their lifetimes. But beautiful Elizabeth, it's her birthday today, and we celebrate her, and we celebrate earth angels who give and give and give. I am here to help you learn to receive. And I have some other blessings to give from people that asked for these blessings on Facebook. Carrie from Canada, this is your blessing. Sweet, beautiful Carrie, another poet. Part of your blessing today, Carrie, is reading a poem that just jumped out on me when I went to your poetry blog site, and interestingly enough, something amazing happened with me, with my family, on February 19th, and you posted this on February 19th. What happened to me was a spirit actually happened directly to my husband. He was texted in perfect Arapaho language, perfect spelling, as we looked up the Arapaho Dictionary from Boulder University, which is fairly close to where we live as well. Just a pure text from spirit. There was no one by the phone when it happened, and the person who owns the phone does not know a bit of Arapaho, so she could not have done it. But she was upstairs and her phone was moved and taken downstairs. And this text came through. She heard it on what they call a Bluetooth speaker that was on. And so she heard this rapid succession of clicks. This happened February 19th. And so this is important, Carrie, a connection with me, a connection with spirit, your blessing. Your blessing, first of all, is from the goddess cards, and this is Pele. Pele, divine passion. Be honest with yourself, Carrie. What is your heart's true desire? And I send you a blessing to follow your heart's true desire. Poetry, artistry, keep doing that. I bless you to keep doing that. And here is the gorgeous poem that I found when I went to your blog, dear Carrie, and I'd like to share this with my listeners. Brought to the light. I am down, but I digress. There are notes beating in my chest. I am sullen, still I am steady. Count my hours, because I'm not ready to face the endless chase, stealing my vision. Only want to regain the strength to begin. I am lost, another minute to this hour. But the music, so dreamlike, repeats each little wonder, each waiting ache, and I cannot cower. I must face all that is brought to light. After hiding in long trajectories, transcendence transforms the night. And that is by Carrie Gilbert of Canada, written in 2015, posted on February 19th. Beautiful, Carrie. I was just moved to give you a blessing and then give, excuse me, a blessing to all of my listeners through your poetry. And this is your divine passion. Girl, I know that. Post on my wall anytime. Post on my wall anytime. Share your poetry, and I will share it, and I will tweet about it, and we will share your passion. And all artists today listening, all poets today listening, I send you blessings. Blessings, beautiful blessings of peace to do your work, to have a place of peace, to practice your passion as you express this to others is your gift, your world healing gift to the world, artists. And that's you, Mary, Mary in chat. Artists, Charlie Ray, that's you. Give, and I send you peace. Give your blessings to the world and receive blessings. I was just reading a little bit, an article by Doreen Virtue again. My husband sent it to me on my phone, and it's about healers and those who do this kind of work that I do, that artists do, that poets do. So oftentimes we think, well, what we do, it's so artistic, it's priceless. So we shouldn't really expect to be compensated or paid for this, right? Oh, my, dear Earth angels, how can you do this if you're not compensated? Allow the blessings to come to you. Command with your work what you need for your living and much to spare and to share, because those healers want to give to others. They want to give to charity. I know, because you guys have. Thank you so much for your support, and I support your charities. This is what we do, and it takes money to get that done, and money can be a holy, beautiful way to heal and help others. So I bless your finances, and I bless your ability to heal the world. Yes. Oh, thank you, Mary. I've been saying that for years. Michael, and Elizabeth. They had no problems taking money for their work. And their work was spiritual, was artistic, was beautiful and priceless. But they had to live. And they gave, and they gave. Michael gave so much. Michael Jackson gave so much to help and to heal this world. Physically, he went, he visited sick children, and he gave of his money. And if people hadn't paid him for what he did, he wouldn't have had any money to give. So don't be ashamed to charge for your work. Okay? And that comes from Doreen Virtue. Oh, I have another caller. Oh, and I am so ready to give more blessings. And I thank you so much for calling in. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for your blessing?
I am ready.
Oh, wonderful. What's your first name?
This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. Well, it's wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you.
We are focusing on peace today. Blessings of peace. So this is what I feel, and these goddess cards are so warm today. They're just heating me up, so I'm going to stick with them. Goddess cards. So I am shuffling through, and the way I do this, as I go through the cards, I'll feel a stopping point. And the power, you must know, comes from you. You draw this message to you just by calling in and asking. But the angels are connected to you and what you need. And I will feel a sparkle or heat in that particular card, and it just stops me, and there's your blessing. Here we go, Kate. Oh, Lakshmi. Lakshmi, she's beautiful. Bright future. Bright future. She's wearing this beautiful colors of brilliant green emeralds and this beautiful bright pink. And she has long brown flowing hair. And she looks at you with these gorgeous brown eyes, just full of peace and blessings. And she says, stop worrying. Everything is going to be fine. And my cat is meowing in the background to agree, Kate. No need to worry. This is your blessing of peace.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. How do you feel about that?
I have the deck in front of me, and she was on the top.
She was the one that you already drew for yourself? She was the one that already keeps you?
We were aligned.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love this deck, and you could not have, no message could have been any clearer.
You have no idea. The other, I drew some cards earlier for myself, and one is for this morning. Is music for manifesting. To manifest rapidly, think of your desire as you sing, hum, chant, or play music.
Beautiful.
So
that's
no message
true.
Could have come any clearer.
That's right. No
and
message could
Michael
have been
too,
any clearer.
Yeah.
That is. Syeda Garrett wrote those words. Yes, she did. Yes. That is from Michael, too. Yes. Many, many blessings. Yeah, what an affirmation. Keep singing and dancing through your day. We started off with a blessing with a bird singing. No matter what the circumstances, you keep singing your song, singing your truth. And everything is going to be fine, Kate. Everything.
Oh, bless you. And you share with me. I join you.
Thank you so much. I receive. Yes. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend of singing and dancing and receiving.
Thank you. Back at you.
Okay. Thank you. You're so welcome. Bye for now. Call back anytime.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
For now.
Yes. Oh, this is amazing. Lakshmi, bright future. We all have that. We all do. I love that Kate had that very deck, the goddess guidance deck, right in front of her with Lakshmi on top. And so she says, I give that blessing right back to you, heaven. And I say, thank you so much. I accept. I accept, and I am so grateful. How many times have we gone through something that so came into our vision, took up our whole scope of vision, and we just kept it right there in front of us like a scary monster problem? How many times have we done that? And it seems like a scary monster problem. I learned in my 20s, I learned as a new mom, I had someone in my life, and it seemed like no matter what I did, it wasn't good enough for her. And no matter how I tried to please her, she did not like me. You know, times have these people in our lives. They are great teachers, whether we like it or not. They are great teachers. They help us center ourselves, find the peace within ourselves. Sometimes it's so we can survive the relationship with them, and yet we keep trying to reach them, and we keep trying to love them, and we keep trying to hope that they'll love us back. Earth angels, you know what I'm saying. It's not an easy thing until you begin to focus on other things. There may be one extremely good friend you have that always tells you great, positive, uplifting, encouraging things about yourself. Maybe two, maybe three. But when there's somebody feels like attacking you, you tend to just make them the biggest focus of your life. And like, you know, put your hand up right in front of your face. If you can do that little exercise, it looks scary. It's like, oh my God, that hand is attacking me. Now back it up and back it up and back it up and back it up. Turn it around, look at your fingernails. Not so scary. When you focus on something, it expands. Focus on those people in your life that are telling you how wonderful you are. They are there. They really are, even if it's only just one. Even if it's only just me. You are wonderful. You are a blessing to this world. You have so much magic inside of you, and I feel it. And I bless you to feel that in yourself, to look in that mirror. Try it three times, just three times. Just do it today. If it feels totally stupid, I'm not making you do this, but it's a good thing to do every day. I am infinitely worthy. Hello, mirror. Hello, man in the mirror. Hello, woman in the mirror. No message could have been any clearer. I am infinitely worthy. I challenge you. I invite you to do that today. And then those people who love you. Yes, my kitty cat. Hi, Addison. He's my ragdoll kitty cat with these huge blue eyes. And he loves to meow while I'm on my show here. I just bless you to feel your own power, to know how beautiful you are. And I'm ready to give another blessing. Here we go. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for a blessing?
Oh, I hope so. I'm really living a nightmare right now. I moved into a new apartment, and I thought it was going to be a dream. It was cheap rent, heating, electricity included, great part of town. But I have these neighbors, and they blast rap music 24/7. I'm telling you, I haven't slept in 24 hours. It's still going on next door. Here, I'll put the phone up against the wall. Listen
okay.
to this.
Yeah,
here we go. Hands
this.
Up. Let's talk shit. Everybody talking shit. I'm down in the BX. You
okay.
want to hit? I'm gay. I like to play. Shots are good. Shots are right. Kim took over the Messenger night and shit.
Okay. You can stop playing that, and I'll come back to you, and we'll talk. If that's still going on, I will just give you a blessing from the peace. From the peace. Because I understand that would not be good. Hello.
I don't know how much of that you heard, but...
Way too much.
It never stops. It's 24/7.
I hear you. Goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well...
It's still going on. Listen
have
to
you
this.
Thought,
Susie Nutcase, right,
have you
ready.
Thought about moving?
Crazy
okay.
old bad...
No. I will give you a blessing of peace. But my listeners don't want to hear that either, just as much as you don't. And it actually doesn't even sound like it's coming from neighbors. It sounds like you're just playing your song. So I bless you. I bless you to have a great career in rap music. And if you don't like that place, and if that's really just your neighbors that you're playing for me, move. I bless you to move. Okay, that is your blessing today. So thank you for calling in. That was exciting, wasn't it, folks? Okay, next. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for your blessing?
Hi, thank you for having me. Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Today we are giving blessings of peace. Peace. And this affects every part of your life. If you're wanting help in the financial department, peace. Peace about that affects that blessing, allows that blessing to come to you. So I've been going with goddess cards today. I want to switch to Archangel Michael. Feels right for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Ooh. Okay. Positive thoughts create positive results. This is Archangel Michael with his brilliant, bright, hot pink wings. And he's riding a rainbow in this illustration for this card. Positive thoughts create positive results. Here's your prayer. Divine love and wisdom, I call upon you now. I know that my mind and emotions are eternally and continuously connected to you. I ask my higher self to be aware and conscious of the love and light that is in within every person and situation. Every person and situation. How do you feel about that?
That's beautiful. That is really beautiful.
Oh, I bless you to take that and create your positive results.
Thank you so much.
In a peaceful way. You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. And call me anytime. And what's your first name?
Sure, absolutely. My first name is James. And thank you so much. It's my first time calling in. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. So many blessings and a wonderful, bright weekend to you, James. Thank you.
You so
bye
much.
For now.
Thank you.
Call anytime. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you so much, James, for calling in. Appreciate you, callers, the opportunity to give these blessings, to pass them along to you. I have time for one more, and then we'll wrap up the show, and I invite you to call anytime. I'm here every Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and you can look up the global clock because I love callers from all over the world to call in, and I bless you. One more call, one more blessing of peace today. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for your blessing?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Beautiful. Beautiful. I am holding in my hand the Archangel Michael cards today, and I'm going to shuffle through them with the intention for, what's your first name?
Stephen.
Stephen?
Yes.
Yes. this is for you as I shuffle through these cards, Stephen. And you are bringing this to you. You are bringing this blessing to you by asking the angels. And they say yes. Oh, I love this one. This is all about your power. And I'm wearing a bracelet, actually, that goes with this message. My bracelet says, happiness is the key to success. Some people think that's the reverse, but yeah, success is the key to happiness. Happiness comes first. So this card for you, this blessing for you from Archangel Michael is decide to be happy now. Now. You have all that
the
power
only time
to make
that we have.
That's right. And your prayer that goes along with this powerful, powerful message of your power to decide to be happy is thank you. Thank you to Archangel Michael for helping me open my heart to happiness, joy, and bliss. I am now willing to see all of the goodness in my life. How do you feel about that, Stephen? Wonderful.
It's perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. You are so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. And call back anytime.
Absolutely, and you are a blessing. So have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Stephen. Oh, that is beautiful, because that is your power. That's your power. You decide to be happy no matter what is happening. No matter what, you decide to be happy. And you keep drawing that happiness to you, and you'll find things to be happy about. And things that will bring great happiness to you will pop up in your life. And the thing is, too, that if we're just moping around, wah, wah, Saturday Night Live, Debbie Downer, if we're just moping around constantly, we won't even see when those things to be happy about pop up in our lives. We'll be so down, so just looking at the bad things or what we think are the bad things. You know, turn the bad things on their ears. You're going to learn something from this, and then you turn it into a really good thing that can bless you forever, forever. So I bless you for peace today, and thank you. Thank you, everyone. We have someone, Tulsa Reeves, one more, needing a blessing so badly. Absolutely. I can't pass that up. Sometimes I go over time, and this is why. It's called, I love you. I love you, Angel Michael. Angel Michael, we need another blessing. Okay, Tulsa Reeves in chat room, here's your blessing. Oh, sense of humor. Oh, this can give us peace when there's just no other way. Sometimes you just look at crazy things in your life and you just laugh out loud at them. You say, no, crazy things in my life. You are not going to destroy me. You are not going to kill me. I'm going to get stronger. No matter what crazy things are happening in my life. And here's your prayer to Archangel Michael. Thank you for helping me see the humor in this situation so I can lovingly laugh at human nature. Well, there's another Michael. I am willing to view my experience in a new light in order to attract love and healing energy. I understand. I do understand that that is what is needed, love and healing energy. Thank you so much, callers. I love you. You know what you are? You are beauty and eternity within. And I send a blessing to my friend Anne Marie, a friend of my friend, for health and healing, for beautiful blessings of peace and love to her family as well. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll sing you out with what you are. You are love. You are beauty and eternity within. You are love, and you are so very loved. And you can catch all the rest of this if you want to come back and listen in the archives. We have episodes on demand. I love you.